This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, the Hillman Morning Show invites you to test your wits against LB's.
No-brainers. Superstitions run rampant in all of pro sports.
Yeah.
I had the same pregame meal.
All 2 years that you were in the NHL?
It's time for Facts Schmacks.
LB, I know math is not your strong suit, nor is it mine, but I'm getting all these text messages about saving 46 out of 47 shots and that not being accurate based on the score last night.
There was nine rounds in the shootout.
Okay.
But if you tack that on to the game.
You said nine rounds in the shootout.
Yeah, well, I just took for granted that. You know what I'll do? I'll screenshot a picture of the Herald with the box score from the game last night that shows that Mason made 46 of 47 shots.
Please don't, because most of the listeners of this show are going to go, "What is that? What is that thing? What is he? What's a newspaper? Why is that man? Why is that elderly man using a newspaper instead of the internet to prepare his sports?" That's what they're going to say.
Boston Rask.
That's what they're going to say.
19 of 21.
That means two
shots.
Two he did not.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Keep
and then
going.
You got Philadelphia Mason.
Wait a second.
Yeah,
it says 46 of 47.
Okay. All right.
Do I have a different version of the Herald than you do?
Why are you looking at it and it wasn't the same? All right. Let's get to this game. Now, here's the deal.
I don't get. Are you looking at the same thing I'm looking at?
Yes, I am.
Okay, tell me Mason's record then.
Hold on a second. Mason, 6-8-3, 47-45.
47-45.
Okay, so I missed one shot.
Well, that's what everybody's texting in about.
That was the
guy.
They were
Come
texting.
On, really, you guys? Is this where we're at?
Yes, it is. Because they scored two balls in the third, 78 seconds apart.
I'll start logging in on you too.
All right, let me get
to you guys, man.
Let me get to Juan. Where's
anybody even watch the game?
I didn't.
If you win today, by the way, you get a pair of tickets for the Mighty Mighty Bosstones at the House of Blues in Boston on December 29th. Hello, Juan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
How are you, Juan?
Good, good.
Juan, old person smell is real. There is a chemical called 2-nonanol that is created by other chemicals in the body breaking down over time, and old people secrete it, and that's why there's an old person smell. Is that fact or is that schmacked?
I'm gonna say fact on that.
Okay, you're gonna say fact.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
You eat garlic, you smell like garlic. You eat fish, you smell like fish. You eat curry, you smell like curry.
You get old, you smell like
this.
You
drink vodka, you smell like vodka. Right?
You smell like mothballs.
Yeah.
And yes, it is. It's a fact. Old person smell is real. Hello. Hey, Turbo Man.
Yo.
How are you, Turbo Man?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent. Thank you. Turbo Man, 8% of Americans cannot remember what they got for Christmas last year. Fact or schmacked?
This will be a good one for you. I want to say fact.
Fact is what you're saying, LB.
Are you kidding me? Think about it. Wait, like we were talking about it. Christmas is for kids. Christmas trees are for kids. You get a pair of socks every freaking year. Somebody changes it up and gives you a bag of four T-shirts, right?
That's right.
You're like, you remember. You probably still think it's the socks. I'm going to say fact.
It is a fact. Mm. And as you spend a lot of money over the next couple of weeks, think about that.
Yeah.
A lot of people have no idea what you got him. Hello, Jared.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Pretty good.
We have another episode of Animal Sex Noises coming up in about 10 minutes, so that's why I'm asking this question.
All right.
Female ducks can keep their vagina muscles taut so the male duck penis cannot get in. Fact or schmack?
I'll go with fact on that one. I don't know ducks too well, but...
You don't know
girls with that technology.
See, you don't know how the ducks do it. Is that what you're saying? Even the ducks do it.
Yeah, I mean, listen. If small fish with needles can swim up the end of your penis,
right?
It's not just the male duck they got to keep out of there. Yeah. Oh, they're in the water for 90% of the time. So I'll go fact.
It is a fact. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And this is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, folks?
Where are you from, Brian?
Falmouth.
Falmouth.
Yes, sir.
Are you coming into the city?
I'm heading to Milford right now.
All right. You should be okay because you do not have to go on the expressway north. So avoid that at all costs today. Sour Patch Kids were originally called Alien Men. Fact or schmack?
I'm going to go schmack on that.
Okay.
We got to get the Sour Patch Kids out of the country.
LB?
I always just think about the big corporate meetings where they have, all the salespeople in there with the manager.
Big brainstorm.
Yeah, right. And they're like, hey, it doesn't matter, whatever. There's not a stupid idea today.
Right.
And you know the kid that was high out of his mind throughout Alien Men. I'll say fact.
It's schmacked.
What?
Trick question.
They were created in Canada in the 1970s. And they were called Mars Men, and they were designed to look like aliens.
Really?
But they were called Mars Men because everybody thought that there was life on Mars.
Looks more like Rob on like a bad day back in 2003.
All right, that's facts, schmacks. Thank you for participating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.